Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for March 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1. March 2013 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in March 2013. Danilo Munoz reports that the number of bankruptcy filings that involved companies with more than $100 million in assets increased to 6 in March 2013 from 5 cases in each of February and January. Of the 6 mega bankruptcy filings in March, 3 reported assets in excess of $1 billion, raising the billion-dollar cases total to 4 so far this year. For the first 2 months of 2013, only one case involved assets in excess of $1 billion, that of Reader's Digest Association, Inc. For fiscal year 2012, a total of 12 companies filed for Chapter 11 with excess of $1 billion in assets. 5 of those cases were filed in May. There were a total of 64 mega filings with assets in excess of $100 million in 2012, compared to 82 mega filings during the same period in 2011 and 106 in 2010. The largest chapter filing for the month of March and for the first quarter of 2013 was by Dex One Corp, which listed total assets of $2.84 billion and total liabilities of $2.79 billion. Dex One is a local business marketing services company that includes print directories and online voice and mobile search. Dex One and 11 affiliates sought Chapter 11 protection on March 17th and 18th with the Bankruptcy District of Delaware. Dex One has a prepackaged plan of reorganization designed to effectuate a merger with Supermedia Inc., another Yellow Pages directory publisher. Dex One says an overwhelming majority of its secured lenders and shareholders have voted to accept the prepackaged Chapter 11 plan, which provides for consummation of the merger. Dallas-Fort Worth-based Supermedia, Dex One's merger partner, meanwhile, filed the month's second-largest Chapter 11 petition. Supermedia disclosed total assets of $1.4 billion and total debt of $1.9 billion as of the petition date. Supermedia and 3 affiliates sought Chapter 11 protection on March 18th, also with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, to effectuate the merger of equals with Dex One. This is Supermedia's second stint in Chapter 11. Previously known as Idea Arc Inc., the company and several affiliates sought bankruptcy protection in March 2009 and emerged in December 2009, reducing debt from more than $9 billion to $2.75 billion. At a special meeting of its stockholders of Supermedia Inc., held on March 13, 2013, the company's stockholders approved and adopted the proposed merger with Dex One. Also at the March 13th meeting, Supermedia stockholders and lenders each voted to accept the prepackaged plan. The third largest Chapter 11 filer in March was Revel AC Inc. and its affiliates, which listed total assets of $1.1 billion and total liabilities of $1.5 billion. Revel owns and operates the namesake Revel, a Las Vegas-style beachfront entertainment resort and casino located on the boardwalk in the South Inlet of Atlantic City, New Jersey. Revel, along with 4 affiliates, sought bankruptcy protection on March 25th with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of New Jersey. Revel AC negotiated a plan prior to the bankruptcy filing. Already accepted by creditors, the plan is designed to reduce debt for borrowed money by 82% from $1.52 billion to $272 million. For a projected 19% recovery, holders of an $896 million secured term loan are to receive all the new equity. General unsecured creditors are to be paid in full. Geokinetics Inc., which listed $415.71 million in total assets and $590.79 million in total liabilities at September 30, 2012, was the fourth largest filer. Geokinetics provides seismic data acquisition, processing, and integrated reservoir geosciences services and land transition zone and shallow water OBC environment geophysical services. Geokinetics and its 9 affiliates sought Chapter 11 on March 10th with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. Geokinetics has a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan that converts $300 million of senior secured notes into 100% of the reorganized company's common stock. Virginia United Methodist Homes of Williamsburg, Inc., and Hotelco, Inc., filed for Chapter 11 protection in March. Each estimated assets and liabilities of between $100 million to $500 million. Virginia United Methodist Homes of Williamsburg does business as Windsor Mead of Williamsburg. It filed the bankruptcy petition on March 1st with the Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Virginia. Windsor Mead of Williamsburg is a continuing care retirement community located on a 105-acre parcel of real property leased by sponsor Virginia United Methodist Homes, Inc. Windsor Mead of Williamsburg has signed an agreement with holders of 66% of the outstanding principal amount of the Series 2007AB bonds to support a restructuring of the bond debt via a Chapter 11 plan. Meanwhile, Otelco is a wireline telecommunications services provider in Alabama, Maine, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Hampshire, Vermont, and West Virginia. It and 16 affiliated entities filed for Chapter 11 protection on March 24th. With the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. Otelco filed for Chapter 11 to implement its, quote, prepackaged financial restructuring plan, which has already been accepted by 100% of the company's senior lenders, as well as holders of over 96% in dollar amount of Otelco's senior subordinated notes who cast ballots. Otelco's restructuring plan will strengthen the company by deleveraging its balance sheet and reducing its overall indebtedness by approximately $135 million. All of the six Chapter 11 mega filings in March involved a prepackaged or prearranged Chapter 11 filing. During the first 2 months of the year, four of the 10 mega cases were prepacks. For fiscal year 2012, 13 of the 64 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing, or about 20% of the mega cases. For 2011, 13 of the 83 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For the month of March, four of the six mega filings involved the information industry. During the first quarter of 2013, 10 of the mega filings belong to the information industry, while two are involved in manufacturing. The distribution of bankruptcy mega cases by industry for 2012 is manufacturing, 10 cases, 16%. Information, 8 cases, 13%. Finance and insurance, 7 cases, 11%. Real estate, 6 cases, 9%. Transportation, 5 cases, 8%. Others, 28 cases, 44%. The distribution of bankruptcy mega cases by industry for 2011 is manufacturing, 14 cases, 17%. Accommodation and food services, 12 cases, 14%. Finance and insurance, 9 cases, 11%. Information, 8 cases, 10%. Retail trade, 7 cases, 8%. Real estate, 7 cases, 8%. Others, 26 cases, 32%. For the first 3 months of 2013, the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware cornered the lion's share with 11 mega filings, while the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York had two. In 2012, the Southern District of New York Bankruptcy Court was the most favored venue for mega filers with 21, resting away the lead from the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware with 19 mega filings. In 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the most favored of bankruptcy mega filings with 38 cases, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. For the first 3 months of 2013, Young, Conaway, Stargett & Taylor LLP represented four of the 16 mega filings as counsel. The law firm represented the school specialty, Penson Worldwide, Supermedia, and Otelco in their respective Chapter 11 cases. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.